Hey, this is Headbanger Thrasher, and you're listening to Bucks in Six.
Thank you. That was awesome.
That was so cool.
Yo, this is the first lady of Ring of Honor, Maria Kanellis, and you are listening to Bucks S6.
Thank you.
I'm the best point guard in the state.
I want to introduce one of my two favorite people
this
of all
Kenny
time.
This is Kenny Barrett TV. It's episode 15.
He tore his ACL tag.
You know who else is from Pennsylvania? Dave Days.
There's no way.
Yeah. Do you know who Dave Days is?
No.
Did you run out the Cavs?
You like the black guys, right? Blue eyes.
Say black guys?
I like Kenny. You like black guys?
Not quite, but I like Kenny.
What's going on, guys? My name is Ultreal Verge, and welcome to Bucks in Six Rebirth. And with me, as always, one of my two favorite people of all time, Optimus Prime.
What's going on, Ultra Heel Verge? It is great to be back on the Rebirth
of Bucks in Six. Yes, it is amazing. I've been waiting so long for this Bucks in Six Rebirth. But if you don't know me, my name's Ultreal Verge. I'm the man. And with me is always Optimus Prime.
Verge, I am 300 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, and I am ready to rock the show.
Jesus, that's definitely a nickname. Anyways, if you guys don't know, I'm going to go back to my no-selling days. If you don't know what Bucks in Six is, it's a podcast. It's a life discussion. It's a discussion. It's an experience, basically. This is not a new show. It is not a news show.
No, I mean, as in the name, Bucks in Six Rebirth, it has been born again.
Just like Easter.
Yeah.
Is that what religion
yeah,
is like?
That was right.
Is that a religion thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is this a religious podcast?
I mean, it could be.
I don't think I feel comfortable anymore. I made a bad choice with the name. But anyways, guys, Bucks in Six, that was a show that its original run happened, a good part of 2013, right? It was all of 2013.
Yeah, pretty much all 2013.
It was the summer of Bucks in Six into the fall. But anyways, due to circumstances out of my hands, meaning Ted's a retard, there's going to be a lot of retards, Bucks in Six had to take a almost permanent hiatus, but guess what? I brought it back from the ashes. I'm God.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I guess this is a religious program.
This might get a little religious. But anyways, guys, this is Bucks in Six Rebirth on youtube.com/UltraEelVerge. Check it out. This is part of SCC Entertainment. Check it out at SCC Entertainment on Twitter. Actually, that's not true. It's at Swag City Central. And the name is SCC Entertainment. Ted, when I was remaking that Twitter,
yeah,
I wanted to put at SCC Entertainment. I got to at SCC Entertainment. They wouldn't let me put the T.
Wow. You could have did like ENT.
See, no, I tried that, but it just looked awkward. So I thought, you know, you can't beat the originals. I don't want to use the term Swag City Central a lot. But go to at Swag City Central on Twitter and follow us.
Yeah.
To learn all about Bucks in Six Rebirth and future productions that we have in the making. Anyways, guys, on to the show. If you don't know what Bucks in Six is, we just did that. We go over basically anything, right? This is the thing.
We like to say we do a little sports, a little pop culture,
you know,
maybe wrestling predictions here and there. But, yeah, you know, we cover it all.
We're wrestling fans, right?
Yeah, there's no shame in that.
We love professional,
you know,
wrestling.
Sunday,
I'm a fan of John Cena. I love Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
So, But you know who I'm not a big fan of?
I don't know who. Tim Duncan?
Mr. Patrick Patterson.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, first of all, I don't really have any basis for disliking him other than the fact that he's a stupid bitch. Anyways, first of all, he came out as gay on Legends House.
Yeah.
He quote-unquote came out as gay. First of all, how do you come out as gay? How did he come out as gay? Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched the past two episodes. All right,
well, listen. I watched it. I watched it.
I think I'm not going to watch the last episode just because, I mean, didn't, like, the world know he's already gay?
How did we all know he was gay, though?
Yeah, I mean,
how did
true.
We all know that he was gay? And we've known for a long time, too. So it's because, you know, Legend's House, that was recorded back in, like, 2012. But it's not like it was just leaked then. We've known since, like, 1992 that he's gay. And I haven't been alive since 1992, but I still knew back then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the whole... I mean, unless they just wanted the ratings, I don't know. Oh, we got a like, a crazy episode for the finale, but... Everyone already knew about it, so it was just kind of goofy.
It really makes me aggravated that he got so much press. He got TMZ. TMZ picked it up. WWE was like, promoting. Oh, what's going to happen? What's his big secret? We already knew he was a faggot. We already knew that, right?
And I can
use the term faggot, right?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm a faggot or anything, but
no.
I'm actually not. So that wasn't a...
I'm not. You're not. We're good. Kenny's not.
We're very heterosexual. Who's Kenny? But you know who else is a faggot? Not to drop that word, because that completely derails my entire next argument. But you know who else is a homosexual male in the wrestling community? There you go.
Darren Young?
Oh, you did guess the right answer. At Darren Young WWE. And have you heard of my my little confrontation with a referee?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Okay, so
I don't know.
So you know me. I'm a very confrontational man.
Yeah.
That's actually not true. I'm a very unconfrontational man.
Before we
man.
Go any further,
wow.
did this happen at an IWE event?
This did. Bucks and Six. Anyways.
If you were a fan of the original program, you understand that comment there.
Anyways.
And was this at an IWE event?
It did not happen at an IWE event. And I have not been to an IWE event. But if they ever get anyone interesting, i.e. Shane Marvel. When is Shane Marvel coming back? I will start... Right? Fat Edge? Anyways. Tyler Rexen. Yes! You know it. But
that weird guy that just stares at the camera during all of his promos.
Oh, who was that guy?
The announcer guy. Remember, he was just staring
yes,
at him.
What?
Then he wasn't wearing
okay.
pants.
There's a picture on screen of what we're talking about right now.
There it is.
Is that the one with
no pants?
Why was he wearing no pants? Yes, there's another picture of the dude wearing no pants.
There it is.
Anyways, so I got into a confrontation on Twitter.
How about Shane Marvel flipping the chair?
Jesus Christ. I don't even know. Ted, this is ridiculous. Anyways, I got into a fight on Twitter. That's ridiculous, right? But
it seems like it.
I
know this story. This is a good story. Okay. Now that you said Twitter, it brings it all back.
What? Okay. So at Darren Young WWE, he tweeted out saying, "Pat Patterson, you're an inspiration, and I couldn't be happier for you. Hashtag just be you. Hashtag I did it my way. At WWE, at GLAAD, at No Hate Campaign." And let me tell you everything wrong with this tweet. He used the wrong "your."
All right, hold on.
Nope.
Okay, enter CM Punk's grammar school.
Okay.
Grammar slam, or whatever it was called. You know, "your" and "your."
Listen, come bitch!
On, Punk, come on, Darren Young, were you not listening to CM Punk? That's why he walked out of the company, because you weren't listening to his grammar.
Everything wrong about this tweet. First of all, there's not 140-something characters into this tweet. He could have done without the shortening, or whatever.
The apostrophe.
So, what did he get wrong? The tweet is on the screen right now, but...
Boom.
There it is. "You're an inspiration." He has the wrong "your," all right?
What is it, the Y-O-U-R?
No
apostrophe R-E there?
There is no apostrophe R-E.
Darren Young, man. Listen, I know, you know, you're a WWE superstar, and I'm just recording a podcast in my basement, but come on, man, that's no excuse.
Okay, he says, "You're an inspiration, and I couldn't be happier for you." And then hashtag just be you. Can you guess what is wrong with that hashtag right there?
Hashtag the hashtags?
No. First of all,
he doesn't
spell out "you." He just says "you."
Oh no.
He just says.
See, I haven't
"you."
seen the tweet, so that makes sense.
It's still on screen. It's annoying. He wrote out "you" earlier in the tweet, and then, you know, he just writes "you." Again, there's not 148 characters or whatever. And then he did hashtag I did it my way. Let me just say, my way is all capitalized. There's not a problem with that. You know, he's a homosexual male. They like to be very flamboyant, apparently. And then he did at WWE, at GLAAD, which is, what is that, the Gay Lesbian Alliance of Dicks or something like that? I don't know. But anyways.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Anyways, and then he did the at No Hate campaign. And it didn't even do an at. It just, he put at No Hate campaign, but it didn't link to anything.
Oh, yep. No.
So I was reading that, and I thought, oh, I'll just educate Darren Young. As he, you know, he's a homosexual male, and I'm a heterosexual male. I just wanted to, you know, improve his day by helping him with his grammar. So I tweeted, period, at Darren Young WWE, at WWE, at GLAAD. Again, you know, the no hate campaign, that didn't get added because he's stupid on Twitter or whatever. A homosexual male. I put, you apostrophe R-E. Obviously, he didn't inspire you to pay attention.
Did you put the asterisk?
I did put the asterisk.
All right. See, that's nice. See, that needed to be there.
Obviously, nice. He didn't inspire you to pay attention in school.
Nice. Yeah, that seems about right.
See, and then, like, a good day goes by, and I didn't think of anything of it. I was just like, all right, Darren Young.
See, if I was replying back, I would have just linked him the CM Punk grammar video.
See.
You know what? I'm going to do that right now.
Do it. Wait for it. But
I'll wait.
When I was going into this, after the fact, I thought, all right, Darren, he probably didn't see it because, you know, he's a homosexual male. He, like, checks Twitter, like, twice a day, and he's very flamboyant on it. Whatever. So then this, at Chris Tomp 1986, his name is Chris Thompson, says, at Ultreal Verge, at Darren Young, at Darren Young WWE, at WWE, at GLAAD, again, no at, no hate campaign, because... homosexual male. But he said, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Hashtag loser, hashtag negative, hashtag get a life. So that kind
of... See, this ref's just coming at you at nowhere.
I know, this... I didn't specify that, but his bio, again, at Chris Tomp, 1986...
Well, previously in the story, you said the referee confrontation, so...
Okay, whatever. He says, pro wrestling referee since 2004... Worked for WZW, MEW, is that a Pokemon? IWF, 3CW, and then it says DM me for bookings. So, and he's taking a mirror selfie. What?
You want to book this guy for the show?
I was going to say, should we book him? But anyways, then I said, at Chris Tomp, I put the period so everyone on my timeline can see it, at Chris Tomp, 1986. At Darren Young WWE, at WWE, at GLAAD, again, no at, no hate campaign. I said, the quote-unquote pro wrestling referee who's taking a mirror selfie is telling me to quote-unquote get a life, LOL. And then he did, at Ultreal Verge, at GLAAD, and he just got rid of the WWE for some reason. He just doesn't care about the WWE. He just said, yeah, he did. And I was just like, I was like, okay, maybe he's playing along, maybe he's being, you know, a little funny. So I said, oh, well, this doesn't help my case at all. I said, at Chris Tomp, 1986, you know, no, it does. I thought he was playing around, I thought I could play around with him. I said, at Chris Tomp, 1986, at GLAAD, again, no at WWE, because apparently they're not important. Oh, and Darren Young, too, he got rid of Darren Young. What's the point of keeping at GLAAD? What's the point of keeping at GLAAD there? To talk about the gay, lesbian, and dicks or whatever? I don't know. Okay. Anyways, I said, okay, doofus, go play hide and seek with your imaginary friends. Keep calm and fuck yourself. Hashtag BI6 rebirth.
Nice.
I like calling people doofus now. Can that be my thing?
Yeah.
I'm Ultreal Verge. I'm doofus. I'm the man. But, so, he gets super offended with this. I've never seen someone get super offended just from one line. But he said, at Ultreal Verge, at GLAAD, wow, all caps, just ... wow, all caps. I'm not the offensive, narrow-minded coward hiding behind his computer. Hashtag, not gonna lower myself. He spelled gunna wrong. He forgot the second N.
Oh, man. So it's just G-U-N-A.
Yep.
Or G-O-N-A, whatever.
And he didn't put an apostrophe between I and M in I'm. So, you know, I'm like, all right, maybe I can improve him. And plus his commas for the comma series, that was kind of questionable as well. I said, nice spelling, asshole. Oh, first of all, I said, at Chris Tomp, 1986, at GLAAD. Nice spelling, yeah. Asshole, comma. I guess you both should have paid attention in school, period. Plus, how was that close-minded? You know, I was, because I'm quoting him. I'm quoting him. I'm like, I don't think anything I said right there was close-minded. I mean, the most offensive thing I said was probably to have him fuck himself, right? But, you know, I was just playing along because he was playing along. So that's understandable.
That seems completely understandable. I just...
So then an hour goes by because apparently you're going to be quiet and not finish sentences. He says, at Ultreal Verge, at GLAAD, I don't need to explain myself to you. You fuck.
Who does this guy think he is?
He apparently thinks he's a professional referee who's worked for Pokemon and other professional wrestling companies, quote unquote indie companies in New York area. But he said, at Ultreal Verge, at GLAAD, I don't need to explain myself to you. You fucking Mark, why don't you go and wank off to a dirt sheet?
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing that I ever tweeted him saying that I'm a Mark, or even showing at all that I'm a Mark, and why would he insult me like this? I'm offended.
You know, what is this guy, like, how did this guy even see this? Did he look at this Pat Patterson tweet?
Oh, we're getting to this.
It just doesn't, this Chris Thompson character, who I'm looking at his Twitter picture right now, looks like a complete goon.
First of all,
looks like a doofus.
I said, he is a doofus, but all right, in the tweet I said, I was sincerely asking, I was like, plus, how is that close-minded? Because, you know, he said that I was close-minded, he also said that I was offensive, and that I'm a coward hiding behind a computer, and I just don't understand that I'm any of that stuff. He said that I'm paraphrasing right now, he said that he doesn't need to explain himself, and then called me a fucking Mark. And told me to go masturbate to dirt sheet websites. And that's probably the most...
What does that have to do with anything?
See, I don't understand. I never mentioned dirt sheets at all. He said... All right, now I'm going to go to grammar school on this asshole. All right?
Yeah.
I, it's not capitalized, don't... I'm surprised he put an apostrophe between don't, the D-O-N and T. Need to explain myself to you. He didn't spell it out. He just put you. He put comma, which is a good introductory phrase. He put you, again, not the word, but the letter. Fucking Mark, why don't you, again, not writing it out, go and wank off to a dirt sheet, no like periods or anything like that. So, as far as I'm concerned, this is a run-on sentence. Is it a question mark? Why don't you go and wank off to dirt sheets? Is it an exclamation point? Why don't you go and wank off to dirt sheets? Is it a comma? Why don't you go wank off to dirt sheets? Blank. Is it a period? Why don't you go and wank off to dirt sheets?
Right. Is it a statement? Is it a question? We don't know. This guy clearly doesn't even know what he's doing.
He's confusing me. So then I said, your grammar is about as bad as the condom that your father used. You say things and can't back them up. Which is completely true, both statements. Yeah, I'm not going back on anything. First of all, I said, at Chris Tomp, 1986, at GLAAD. And then, you know, I said the following statement. Your grammar is about as bad as the condom that your father used, period. You say things and can't back them up, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, that completely true statements.
Completely.
He said, my grammar should be the last of your worries. You should be in search of a cure for your issues. End of convo. I don't understand. Nice. I don't understand this guy.
You know, this guy. Chris Thompson,
maybe he's,
or whatever.
Maybe he's the man.
Maybe he's the problem with our society nowadays. You know, it was as simple. It started off with Darren Young, you know, tweeting Pat Patterson. And then, you know, you just correcting Pat Patterson. Nothing wrong there. There's no problem there. You're correcting someone's grammar. Just helping them out. What if Darren Young has to present, like, at a gay, like, pride ceremony, and he uses the wrong transcript, you know, and he's reading the wrong things, his words all jumbled. In this case, you're just helping him out. And then Chris Thompson, the referee from the New York area, just wants to butt in and, you know, start a whole Twitter war with you over grammar. And, oh, why does this guy mind his own business?
So... Apparently, Darren Young and Pat Patterson are the same person. But anyways, Ted.
Yeah.
I replied, you know, because I was, I took this as a threat. He said, my grammar should be the last of your worries. Is he going to attack me? I don't know what he's going to do. I'm afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm just, I'm worried because I don't know what he's capable of. He's a referee, quote unquote, taking a mirror selfie. I mean, those people are crazy. But he said end of convo.
Absolutely.
He said end of convo, but Ted, that was not the end of the convo.
Oh, man.
I said, at ChrisTomp1986, at GLAD. Because apparently GLAD, the gay, lesbian, and dicks, they definitely want to, like, hear about this conversation right here. I said, yeah. I said, at ChrisTomp1986, at GLAD, you're blindingly protecting a false idol, period. You're just a spoke on the wheel. You're mad because I made you look foolish.
Nice.
Again, all correct grammar. Three completely... true statements. He's blindly protecting a false idol, which Darren Young is. Let's be fair. He didn't do anything important.
Yeah, well, and no, he didn't even win the tag team title.
He never did. And I also said, you're just a spoke on the wheel. He is.
Yeah.
This cog's gonna keep on going. And then I said, you're mad because I made you look foolish, which is completely true as well. I did make him look like a fool.
Yeah.
And then he said, at Ultreal Verge, at GLAD, how dare you call somebody who has done more than you will probably ever do a false idol?
Wow.
First of all, I'm pretty sure I've accomplished more than Darren Young has in his entire career. Just in this this 20 minutes that we've been talking, I've already accomplished more than Darren Young has in his entire career.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
When I read that, I was in shock, basically. I was just like, does this guy consider Darren Young to be an idol? I don't see how anybody could, because, you know, it's Darren Young. Who cares about Darren Young? But, listen. So, I was just confused, basically. You know what I meant? I was confused.
What?
I was confused as to what he meant. He said, how dare you, again, the you not spelled out or anything. Call somebody who has done more than you. Actually, he spelled out you this time. So I don't see, this guy's confusing me. And then he said, we'll probably ever do a false idol. Referring to me calling Darren Young a false idol. And he is a false idol, let's be fair. Then I, in the immediate response, because I was just in shock, I put, at ChrisTomp1986, at GLAD, the gay, lesbian, and dicks, the two ands.
It's a gay and lesbian alliance against the...
Dicks?
What's the Anyways. D? No. Gay and... I'm looking it up here, because I was curious, and all this GLAD talk.
I'm pretty sure
gay
I was right.
Gay and lesbian alliance against the...
Differentiated?
Defamination?
Defamination, okay.
I don't even know what this word
see,
is.
See, we've been looking
the
at Chris...
The action of the damaging the good reputation of someone, slander...
Why isn't it just discrimination? Well, I mean, they... Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Discrimination.
Oh, it's defamation. My bad.
No, it should be discrimination because...
It should be, but it's defamation.
Okay.
The act of damaging the good reputation of someone.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, let's... As far as you know what, we're just slandering him. Let's just slander away.
No, I'm just trying to improve his day. I said, at ChrisTomp1986...
And his well-being in the grammar area.
And his well-being. How is he going to get a job with that kind of grammar? Sure, he's a referee, but that's not a thing.
Verge, look, let's also throw this little card there. There was a whole bunch of releases recently in the WWE. Darren Young could be next.
He could be next.
If WWE sees this type of grammar coming from him on the Twitter, what are they going to... They're going to release him. And then what? He's going to not have a job. He's going to be a gay man who's unemployed.
A homosexual man, of course. But I'm just trying...
Who's unemployed.
I'm just trying to look out for Darren Young. I'm looking out for Darren Young.
Exactly.
At the start of this, I said that Pat Patterson is a bitch. I stick to that. But I'm just trying to look out for Darren Young and the Gay Lesbian Alliance for Dicks. Anyways, I immediately said to that, I said, at ChrisTomp1986, at GLAD, you consider Darren Young to be your idol, question mark? I just left it like that. Because I was just confused, of course, right?
I'm confused.
So, Ted, after I asked him if he really considers Darren Young to be his idol, he didn't. He took like an hour off. All right, he didn't respond for an hour. So then I said, at ChrisTomp1986, at GLAD, Chris, why are you so mad? Do you want to talk about it? Or do you want to talk it out? ?? Hashtag Bucks6Rebirth. BI6 yeah. Rebirth. And then he said, at Ultra Real Verge, at GLAAD, gay, lesbian, and penis, he said, I don't feel foolish, comma. You're foolish in your beliefs and ideas. And yes, I do consider him an idol to me and millions of others. And when I first read that, I was just like, millions of dollars? Why would he say that? But then let's analyze this tweet. That's a word.
Analyze?
Analyze. I like mine. It's a little more fancy. But
okay.
He said, I, not capitalize, don't feel foolish, comma. You're foolish. Can you guess what he did with your?
Oh, there we go again. Why are you are?
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
No, you are.
He put a you are. You're foolish in your beliefs. He did it again. You are beliefs. And can you guess what he did for and?
The ampersand sign.
No, he put ND.
Wow, that's even worse. And I take the and sign any day over the ND.
No, the ND, and it's not even like it was an accident, because he put it again. He was, it's not like he missed the A. He was like, this is what the tweet is. I don't feel foolish. You're foolish in your beliefs and ideas, and yes, I do consider him an idol to me. And then he put and with an A-N-D. So I don't know what this guy is up to. This dude's a bitch. He put millions of others. Listen, I'm confused. Because I then ask him again after that. I say, what beliefs of mine are quote-unquote foolish? Because I don't think I ever displayed any foolish beliefs or even said anything about my beliefs or ideas. But he's mocking me for them.
Right. Which is completely foolish, which completely shows that this man is a doofus.
He is a doofus. But then he stopped tweeting. So this is my plan. We're going to have him... I'm going to have another conversation with him by next week. Because then I just started tweeting him, trying to get him to respond. I said, at Chris Thompson, at Chris Thomp 1986, at GLAAD. GLAAD is still a part of this. I'm going to be tweeting with at GLAAD next week as well.
Yeah, as you should.
I said, the fact that you can't name one of my quote-unquote offensive beliefs, is this an offensive tackle? I don't know. Is the reason as to why you shouldn't be mad. Hashtag BI6 Rebirth. And then another hour goes by, at Chris Thomp 1986, at GLAAD. You are a fool.
Wow, so he ends it that way. Did you come back with a final...
No. That's me tweeting him.
Oh, okay.
That's me tweeting him.
You are a fool. That's how it closed out.
No.
No,
and then okay. I said, at Chris Thomp 1986, at GLAAD, I'm the man, with like five E's, A's. And that's how
did
it closed out.
Did you throw the hashtag in there?
I did not throw the hashtag in there.
Wow.
I was running out of characters then. But anyways.
I mean, you could just do your or MA for man or...
I'm not going to pull a D something. Young out of here, all right?
Or man. You could have did I'm the man and then like in parentheses times three or something.
Oh, wait. What do you mean? Yeah. Oh, that's true. I could have done that. But anyways.
Yeah, you know.
Darren Young, he's kind of... I'm trying to improve him and then his fanboys... are being just dicks about here. Listen, this Chris Thompson guy, he gave zero shits about Darren Young.
Zero.
He gave zero shits before Darren Young came out of the closet. And that's the only reason Chris Thompson considered him an idol. Because he wants to come out of the closet, but he's too busy reffing indie matches and taking mirror selfies.
In the New York area?
In the New York area. That's the worst area.
The worst. That's not a good area.
It's a terrible area. Anyways.
And if you live in the New York area, we're sorry.
I apologize, actually. But anyways, Ted, a couple weeks ago, I had a little interaction. Oh, actually, let's start at the very beginning. Do you remember a Miss Maria Kanellis?
Do we remember? Of course, Verge, we remember. Bucks hat six, of course.
I
was in Myrtle Beach.
I talked to Maria Kanellis.
And we called her like 40 times and she never answered. That's her fault. She didn't get to speak to
apparently
me.
Her dog was injured or whatever. I don't care. But listen, I talked to her.
You know, she lost the opportunity to speak to me.
I talked to her like, what was it, back in September or October? Something like that. When was your vacation?
But September, I believe.
When I talked to her, you know, the interview went fine.
That was last year,
like,
wasn't it?
I don't even care.
That was the last year.
It was last year, yeah.
Last summer.
It was last summer. August, in the original August. Run of Bucks and Six represent...
Last August.
It wasn't last August.
It was definitely August.
Was it August? Damn. Anyways, you know, we talked to Glenn Ruth. He was a good friend of ours, but we just don't make good friends anymore, do we?
Nope.
Is it because I'm so unconfrontational on Twitter?
Possibly.
Actually, in this, I forgot Twitter. I went straight to the source. So listen, I interviewed Maria Kanellis. I got her phone number. We called her up on Skype. We had a good conversation, 40 minutes long, whatever. It got like 5,000, 6,000 views on YouTube. I'm all set with that, whatever. A good bit of time goes by. Actually, not a good bit of time goes by. The same day, the same interview, she uses the term Bucks at six, not Bucks in six.
Nope.
And I took offense to that. It took me months to get Bucks in six off the ground. And what does she do? She unbrands us in the first 2 seconds.
That's not true. That was in the end of the...
In the first 49 minutes. She unbranded better. Us.
Yeah, completely. And that's when the...
That was months
and
of work.
And that's when the hiatus almost started.
That's,
you know,
months of work. She killed off... She almost killed off Bucks in six, but then I made a god's... Because, Ted, do I have a god complex? Anyways, I made her a turn strictly to fuck with her.
Yeah.
And guess what I did?
Well, do you want me to tell her? Do you want me to, spoil it?
You
or,
can spoil it. You can spoil it.
You decided to text her, right?
I did. I texted her. And this is how the conversation started.
Let's hear it. Is it going to be up on screen?
It might be up on screen. Anyways, I said, hey... And then she said, hey, period, who's this? There's an ending, there's a question mark, there's an apostrophe between who and whose. See, she has a degree. See, I can take down referees, but taking down her, she might be a little bit more difficult. She said, hey, period, who's this? First of all, the period put me off immediately. She's not excited to hear from me. She doesn't know who I am. She's not willing to meet new friends. I said, and then I replied, it's Jordan. Can you believe that Cleveland got the number one pick again? Question mark? Ha ha. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to laugh along with her. I was trying to make jokes. I called her
beautiful. 'Cause I'm happy clubbing alone.
I called her beautiful back in August. I take it back. Anyways, unless, you know, we need to do...
As you should.
Mike and Molly, what the hell is that? Not even Mike and Molly. It's a stupid name. Mike and Maria.
Mike and Maria in Wonderland.
It's stupid. Just like you, but...
Yeah.
I said, it's Jordan. Can you believe that Cleveland got the number one pick again? Referring to the NBA draft. And then she said... She said, I think you have the wrong number.
Wiggins.
She's not even gonna address me. I said, I think you have the wrong number. And then I said, is this Maria? Question mark? And then she said, yes, period, Jordan who? Again with the periods. Maybe she was on hers, I don't know. She just needs to calm down, alright?
Completely.
I'm offended by this. I am offended by her being blindly rude to me. She doesn't know me. She doesn't.
As you should be. You know, she doesn't know who this is. She's not sure who she's talking to. Maybe, you know, maybe you're texting her saying she just won $1 million.
She's
going to be rude. Forget it.
She needs $1 million. She's working on the Indies, Ring of Honor, whatever. She needs the money. She knows that.
Oh, yeah.
But listen.
I'm pretty sure you're making more money than the Indies.
I made more money in the past 37 minutes than Maria made all of last year. But anyways.
Yeah.
Maria says, I say, Verge, referring to the yes, Jordan who. I said, Verge, I'm kind of a big deal, LOL. I'm still making jokes. My ego might be a little higher. I'm starting to doubt my god complex.
As it should be, because she debranded us,
She debranded us in the first 49 minutes of a video. And that, you know what? And, you know, to be fair, we did ask for it. We said, hey, could you come on, maybe, like, at the end of it, give a little promo saying, hey, this is, or I was saying, yo, this is Maria Kanellis, and you're listening to Bucks in Six. I clearly said Bucks in Six, right? She even, when I said it, she even said, she was like, I'm sorry, did you say Boston Six? And I was just like, no, Bucks in Six. And she was like, oh, okay, I thought you said Boston Six. And I had to reiterate it for her. So it's not like I stuttered. This is her fault. And then,
completely her fault.
And then she goes off and says, yo, this is the first lady of Ring of Honor, Maria Kanellis. I got a fake stupid accent, and you're listening to Bucks at Six.
It's your girl, Maria Kanellis.
It's your boy. Listen, and then I said, all right, in the text, she says, yes, Jordan, who? I say, Verge, I'm kind of a big deal. LOL, of course, the LOL. I'm trying to make friends with this girl. I'm sure this was me giving her a last chance, basically, right?
Yeah.
And then she says, sorry, I don't recall a Jordan Verge. See, this is where I should mark out saying, oh, she said my name. I'm awesome. But I don't. This is me. Maria, I dislike you. All right? No, Maria, I don't dislike you. Maria, I don't hate you. I don't even dislike you. In fact, I like you a lot more than I like Glenn Ruth. But the fact, or I can't even do this right now. But then she says, you must have the wrong.
At night in and night out.
She says, sorry, I don't recall a Jordan Verge. You must have the wrong Maria. Have a nice night. All periods, no exclamation points. I would have said something like, have a nice night, exclamation point. You know, it's like, oh, I'm still being, you know, nice to this person. Maybe she has the wrong Maria. Or maybe he has the wrong, maybe he has the wrong Maria. I don't know. Still being nice. But she's just being a bitch about it. Just a raging whore.
Completely. Just which is what she is.
Just because she got married, she thinks that she can treat other people like, you know, shit, right?
Vince McMahon loses all that money. She just wants to make fun of him on Twitter.
I know. What a bitch. I mean, that man has worked hard his entire life. He's been devoted to his wife. He's never cheated.
And she wants to throw this?
Man, I then...
The integrity of this woman.
I then said... it's ridiculous. I then said, that's unfortunate, period. I'm playing her game. And then... This is me taking a shot at her. Then I said, have a nice night, exclamation point, because I still wanted to, you know, have things, like, open. Hashtag Bucks at six.
Yeah.
Now, Ted, I may be willing to text her again on the show right now.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'm gonna text her right now, and then at the end of the show we'll check, see if she responds. Or maybe during, because I might be a little excited. fuck this bitch. But anyways, Ted, what should I say?
Alright, let's think
I'm the man, I'm the man, the man.
Chris Thompson. Man, I don't know. I was gonna say ask her something about the No Hate campaign
what do you think? What would you do if you sucked on a dick?
Actually, Willy Wonka was just on before started talking to you. Great movie.
What do you think? Oh, think of I'm gonna say Patty Patterson. Like Patty Patterson. You know, I'm good friends with him. Patterson. What do you think of Patty Patterson finally coming out, bruh? You know what? I'm gonna play her game. All right, I'm gonna pronounce everything correctly. I'm gonna have great grammar. All right, what do you think of Patty Patterson finally coming out? I can't do it. Of the closet.
Out the cab.
I'm doing it. Finally coming out to cab. No. Alright, what do you think of Patty Patterson finally coming out to cab? Out to cab? Yes. Question mark. Should there be a hashtag in there? Rebirth. Hashtag BI6. BI6 Rebirth. Use the hashtag BI6 Rebirth to be on screen right now. As you can see, the social media tab. You could be there. Also, check out BookerTees.com. They provided some shirt for... They provided a shirt for the King Roush in the hashtag WWE Games KOTR. They're a blast on Twitter, and we're part of the 3-man power trip with DiGiorno's Pizza. Ted was not invited.
BookerTees.com, man.
We love them. So I sent the tweet, not the tweet, the text, Ted. I said, what do you think of Patty Patterson finally coming out to cab? Hashtag BI6 Rumor.
Yeah.
So we're going to wait on that. She read it already.
Does she have an iPhone?
No, she does, because it told me when she read it. Read it immediately.
She's chilling on her phone right now. This is. Oh.
She is. She has. Oh, she's replying.
Folks, there was no.
She stopped.
No audio cut here. This is.
This is live. I thought
for sure we were about to take the audio.
She said. She said, "Who is this?" So she. So she doesn't even know who I am.
She clearly didn't save you in her contacts as Jordan Verge.
She clearly didn't. This girl is a whore. Excuse me while I take a sip, because this thirsty ass bitch is making me a little thirsty. Anyways, she said, who is this? Now, first of all, I said hashtag BucksBI6 Rebirth. She should know That's
she
me.
Should. I mean, she's busy, though. She's planning a wedding.
No, she's not. I'm pretty sure she's already married, right?
No, I don't think they are.
Is that
yet.
A thing? I'm going to say Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson, bruh.
Ask.
Chris Thompson. Wait,
is that what you're going with, Chris Thompson? Go with the Chris Thompson.
I don't know. What should I do?
Ask her if Ring of Honor needs any referees.
Does Ring of Honor need a new ref? All right, let's see. Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson. I'm a ref.
In the New York
I'm
area.
I'm a referee. In the New York area. Is this defacing an image? Is this illegal? This is just a prank. We're allowed to do that. In the New York area. In the New York area. Does Ring of Honor, do you need a personal ref? I'm gonna say that. Do you need a personal ref? It'd be cool, brah. Do you need a personal ref? Ref? Check me out on Twitter. Should I do the check me out on Twitter? Put the at? Nah. If she replies, this is what I'm putting. Chris Thompson, I'm a referee in the New York area. Do you need a personal ref? LOL. I'm gonna put an LOL. All right, so that's been sent out. So Chandler Parsons, we're not gonna let this develop. I'm gonna squash it in the butt immediately. If she replies, I'm gonna drop a get fucked faggot or something stupid like that.
Wait, so what did you end up sending?
Let me get my iPhone 5C out.
Wow.
Oh, she replied. She said, oh, "I said Chris Thompson. I'm a referee in the New York area. Do you need a personal ref? LOL." She said no, period, but thanks, period.
Wow.
Why you gotta be like that?
Wow. The period's the no thank, like, wow. She's just...
She's so cold about it.
Very cold. Like, she could have been like, oh, that was so nice of you to offer, but no, she just decided to say no, get out of my house, pretty much.
Yeah, she told me to get out. I said, all right, so I said, Chris Thompson, I'm a referee in the New York area. Do you need a personal ref? She said, no, but thanks. I feel like I need to bring Chandler Parsons into this.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't see why not.
Okay. What are your thoughts on Chandler Parsons? This is an interview. This is the interview that I wanted it to be. What are your thoughts? Thoughts on... Oh, you know what? I have Siri. Chandler Parsons. Because, you know, I already wrote out, what are your thoughts on? So I said, okay, what are your thoughts on Chandler Parsons? It's delivered. Let's see if she reads it. Yes, this is what BI6 Rebirth is. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So it's delivered. We're going to wait on it in a second. But speaking of Chandler Parsons.
What do we got?
This is a classic. A classic. If you don't know who Chandler Parsons is, he's the beautiful man from Houston,
well,
I believe.
He's currently probably going to be a free agent here in a week.
He's probably going to be a free agent, but his hair is beautiful.
If you're listening
to this
on playback, he could be already a free agent on another team if the current NBA season is underway.
If you're listening to this in playback, he's currently a member of the Boston Celtics, but at the time, he was on the on the Houston Rockets. So, let me just see. This is Chandler Parsons' tweets. Chandler Parsons tweets. Chandler Parsons tweets. Chandler Parsons tweets. 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 All right, so this is Chandler Parsons' tweets. If you didn't, get that. At Crash Bobo 6, the idea of Chandler Parsons coming to the hashtag Heat makes me so happy. Let's pull that trigger, Pat.
That would be interesting if Chandler Parsons was on the Heat.
First of all, let's have a... okay, first of all. At Chandler Parsons, saw a little baby that looked like you today, at Blake Griffin 32. So whatever that means. But Maria says... update on Maria. She says, I think you have the wrong number, period. Have a nice night. So she's hitting me with the same line. Come on, Maria, get better phrases.
Just say no. I have the right number, Miss Canella.
I'm gonna say the Bulls suck. The Bulls suck. Derrick Rose is terrible. I mean, everyone's from Chicago. The Bulls suck. She told me to have a nice night. LOL, have a nice night. LOL. I'm going to say the Bulls suck, comma, LOL.
Nice.
Peace. Yeah. Should I drop a piece? I'm gonna drop a piece. The Bulls suck, comma, LOL, peace. All right, okay. So Chandler Parsons. At Pittman Sierra, at Chandler Parsons, a couple emojis, you know, the kissy face, the hearts in the eyes, or whatever. You are my favorite, and then a picture of her iPhone case saying Parsons 25.
Oh, okay.
No, you did not. There are multiple iPhone cases. So, at Denise Lugo, too, you know, Chandler's tweets, Chandler Parsons tweets. She says, at Chandler Parsons, I want to... Give me a second. At Denise Lugo, too. Chandler, Parsons tweets. She said, I want you. Wow. All caps. At Chandler Parsons, I want you. Do you think she means on her team? On her team? Something? I don't know. On a team? Is that a thing? All right. At Chandler, Parsons tweets. At Melody Cruz, at Chandler Parsons. If you can't read his name tag, this is Chandler Parsons, .. He was just so handsome, I had to. Winky face emoticon. It's a picture of her cat, wow. Ted. She named her cat after Chandler. Oh, I read that wrong. This is Chandler Parsons.
Nice.
That makes so much more sense. It's a cat. It's a Chandler Parsons. I love this. I'm favoriting it. It's favorited. Yeah. It's done.
Chandler Paws.
Let's see.
Why have we not done that yet? All
right, so Chandler Pawsons. It's like a stupid Maria accent. Yeah, Chandler Pawsons, you know. Stupid something. I don't know. Bucks at six. Anyways, at Chandler Parsons. At Dro_3_stacks. If Rockets get mellow, we lose at Chandler Parsons. I don't want to see him wanting to come off the bench. This is a blackmail. Of course he has bad grammar, of course. But well, we won't get anyways, into that again. I digress. He says, I don't see him wanting to come off the bench.
I don't see him coming off the bench either.
See, no, he's a free agent, basically. He's a free agent. These people need to calm down. All right, so... I'm done with that. At Kimbo Slice with not like five Kimbo O's. Slice. Kimbo Slice. At Kimbo Slice 08. She's probably born in 08. It's a white girl. She's a little overweight. It says, I literally tweet at Chandler Parsons all the time, and he never replies. .. a couple sad emojis. I mean, I think there's a reason why she probably doesn't get a response,
why
right?
Why don't we get responses?
Hey, shut the fuck up, Peter.
Why don't we get responses, you know?
Yeah, I know. I just yelled out the window, shut the fuck up, and a couple of, like, skater kids just yelled, oh, make me! I got scared of there, so I just stopped talking.
The death on Bucks and Six Rebirth. I could be the first mic next week. You know why I'm the first mic next week? You know why?
Maybe I'm just a scaredy cat, or whatever that dude called me.
Yeah.
hiding behind a keyboard. I'm a false idol. All right, so let's see. Chandler Parsons tweets. At Blake Griffin 32.
Is this the real Blake Griffin?
At Chandler Parsons. Wow. It is the real Blake Griffin. Your hair makes me want to come.
Wow.
Chandler. No, he did not spell it out C-U-M. It's a C-O-M-E. So I assume it's like, you know, like come over, whatever, you know. Like hang out. Used,
it makes me want to come.
Yeah. Yeah, what you said. Asshole. Chandler.
Never.
When does that get annoying? Parsons. Chandler. Parsons at Swag City Central. SCC Entertainment. Anyways, at Ultra Heel Verge, at Chandler Parsons, I love your hair. I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
Really?
What a loser, right? Yeah. Why? Who does that? I mean, there's obviously this dude did not respond to this asshole. Chandler. Anyway, that was Chandler's tweets. I'll be on the lookout for next week's edition of Chandler's tweets. Anyways, Ted.
Yep.
CM Punk's a thing, right?
That is a thing.
Or he was a thing.
Yep.
But he's gone, and he's never coming back. But anyways, I have written the perfect way for him to come back.
All right, let's hear it.
Listen, Bo Dallas comes to the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know his theme. It's just probably something like inspirational stuff, right? It's like, dum, dum. It's Ric Flair's theme. So he's coming down to the ring, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's wet as shit, all right? His shirt is just gone.
Why is
all right,
he so wet.
He makes the bitches or whatever. I don't know. What's his catchphrase? He bow leaves. I don't know. He showers in it.
Yeah.
He's in the ring. All right. He's cutting a promo or something like I bow leave something like that. Stupid something like I believe I bow leave in you. His thumbs are just up. I bow leave in you. He's just pointing with his thumb at people in the crowd. Yeah. I believe in you. I believe in you. I am the greatest. Something stupid like that. Is that what he sounds like?
Yeah.
But anyways, then CM Punk's music hits. The crowd just fucking loses it. They're just like, ah! Something stupid like that. I don't know. That's what people do, right?
Yeah.
But he comes out. Like, he slowly walks to the ring. He's wearing, like, you know, that hoodie and, you know, the hoodie Allen. And he's walking out of the ring. Like, you know, he's got like, a smile on his face. He's high-fiving fans. He climbs up the stairs, you know, Bo Dallas, like, clapping for him, because he's future Hall of Famer, of course. You know, yeah. CM Punk goes on, like, top rope, you know, like, he does that, oh, like, it's clobbering time or whatever, I don't know what he yells.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps into the ring, yeah, like, he slowly unzips his sweatshirt, you know, throws it into the audience, because that's what he does, right? He doesn't do that, he's never done that.
No.
So he keeps it on, because he's a selfish asshole. He keeps it on. Bo Dallas goes to shake hands with him. CM Punk, you know, he shakes hands with him. And then, GTS, boom, nails him in the on the floor, counts to three. One, two, three. It wasn't even a match. He stands up, he grabs a mic, he says, I believe that Bo Dallas is a jackass. Drops the mic. Crowd loses its shit.
Yep.
That's how it's happening.
That would make sense.
What?
That comeback's it makes sense.
Everyone's just like, oh, is that what we? Is that really? Really? In all reality, he's never coming back. Anyways, LeBron James. LeBron tweets. LeBron James tweets. So this is a live edition of LeBron James tweets. Ted, this is a segment where I look up LeBron James, or even in this fact, I'm just going to put LeBron, all right? There's only one LeBron.
Yeah.
And then what phrase should I put after that? Should I put bitch? Should I put nigga?
Do the hashtag come home LeBron.
No, we're not doing that. It's going to be LeBron bitch. I'm looking up LeBron bitch, all right? Let's see what comes up. All right? Ooh, this is live. I'm so excited. I'm going to read, because there's always these black people. These blacks.
Yeah, always.
Quote unquote, I made LeBron my bitch. Kawhi Leonard.
Wow.
At babyface Chica. I will bake this bitch at this graduation with the LeBron initials tat. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Alright. LeBron James. Alright. At Mania _28. It's a black woman, a little overweight. All caps, heat, wake the fuck up, OMFG, my nigga LeBron being a little bitch, take control of this game, damn.
The accent was perfect, the tweet sounds incredible.
So, from at @nojoke_diet, his name is LaShawn No Joke, it's a black man, he has a tattoo. I don't know what the tattoo is, it's something black, but he said, Pat Riley, a bitch for sneak dissing LeBron. What does that mean?
What does this mean?
LeBron tweets at it's underscore Gooch. It's another black male.
Like they
Pat Rat. Actually, no, it's a white male.
Wow.
But he might be mixed. I'm going to his tweet live. He has a mustache. He looks like Onage Pranks. That's not true. Nobody knows what Onage Pranks. He has no face. He says. This is what he says. He says Pat Riley is a bitch for trying to guilt trip LeBron into staying in Miami.
Wow,
that's true. At RTB302, if LeBron leave, he a bitch and gonna fuck up his legacy. Emoticon.
What is this, WrestleMania 30? This is my legacy.
is that WrestleMania?
Yeah.
All right. At Michael Ant 3. This is a Hispanic male who's in bed, and he's just too close to the phone guy. All right.
Yeah.
If Melo goes to the Heat, he's a bitch just like LeBron. And then two like emoji, like one's like a disappointed face, and then the other's just a crying face.
That doesn't make any sense.
At ball so hard underscore Rob, it's another black male. He's wearing fishing equipment. He said, "Do black people fish?"
That's news to me.
All right, can't wait to see where bitch ass LeBron gonna take his talents at next season.
People are so aggressive.
let's see. At Baltius XD, it's a white man who's taking a mirror selfie of his abs.
Of course.
LeBron is a bitch and Wade is her sister.
All right.
LeBron tweet. Let's see. Okay. Andrea Valdez at D_4. There's like five E's. At this bitch believed him. Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. And this bitch. I don't know how these people spell Ted.
This is ridiculous. This is garbage.
I am uncontrollable. Yes to what that said. And this bitch believed him. And she called out LeBron when out table was ready? What does that even mean?
I don't even know what that means.
It says two outs and table was ready. And then it's emoji like of someone crying. So did someone get shot?
Your guess is as good as mine. Maybe we should tweet her and be like, what's wrong?
At the real Twells, it's a black man kissing a white baby. Even if LeBron...
Oh, man.
Even if LeBron joined the Lakers, I would still think he a bitch. I'll get his jersey, though.
Dough.
What does that mean?
Is there even any talk of LeBron going to the Lakers?
All right. No, there's not. At Traz still here. His name is Braun to Hugh. So I assume that's Houston. He says, we're not getting LeBron or Melo. We're getting LeBron and Melo,
this
bitch.
Guy knows.
This guy understands. All right, so Ned Slanders. It's a... his name is at Nike Tyson. It's a picture of the Mike Tyson NES game.
All right.
So his dad not being in his life motivated him to cramp up like a bitch in game one and get blown out 4-1 in the finals. And then a link to the Huffington Post. This definitely is a white man. Anyways, at underscore Addy Mural, LeBron a bitch made disloyal ass faggot. You don't like that I said it? Oh, follow me, nigga. With your bitch ass.
That'd be more than 140 characters.
I don't know.
Whatever Twitter right. She's using, Mr. Chris Thompson needs to use this Twitter.
at underscore high off contact. How long are we going to do this? I always liked Melo more than LeBron, especially now. LeBron a bitch to me.
Wow. Has LeBron's legacy been decreased here?
No, it's not. All right, so this is at hello titty underscore. This is a black woman who has three pictures of her butt. She's overweight. She's wearing sunglasses in one. She looks like an overweight Cameron from Total Divas.
Wow.
She said, oh, so that's the worst person. Girl, bye. All right. Nigga trying to rock all Gucci talking about take your bitch and ball LeBron. Nigga can't even score a bitch-ass nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Can you retweet that one?
What does this mean? I'm retweeting it and favoring it. All right. If you want to see these tweets, check out my favorites on Twitter. All right. And twitter.com/ultrarealverge. Go to @ultrarealverge. It says, nigga trying to rock all Gucci, talk about take your bitch and balling like LeBron. Nigga can't even score a bitch ass nigga. What does that mean? What does that mean?
There it is.
Alright, so that's been LeBron's tweets.
That's a good one to close on. I like that.
LeBron's tweets. LeBron tweets. Anyways, guys, this has been Bucks & Six Rebirth. Thank you. If you had fun hanging out with us, we had fun hanging out with you. Come on next week. Remember to check out BookerTees.com. Remember to check out @SwagCityCentral on Twitter, @UltraRealVerge on Twitter. Go to YouTube.com/UltraRealVerge as you're watching this right now. Ted, you want to shout some stuff out?
Sure, you can follow me on Twitter @OpTedMisPro.
Anyways, guys, the website is coming up next. Sometime. The website is eventually going to be here.
It should be soon.
Something?
That's right.
My name's UltraRealVerge. I'm the man. I'm Chris Thompson. Maria Kanellis' Twitter and texting, apparently. What else happened? I'm LeBron's tweets. I'm Chandler Parsons' tweets. I'm Pat Patterson being gay. And Ted, this has been Bucks and Six Reaper.
Yeah, I'm Optimus Prime. I am the best in the world. I'm Jonah Hill in that indie film. And we hope you guys had a blast. And wait till next week. It's going to be even better. We got a lot in store for you guys. Peace.
Ted, I will never be your Pat Patterson.
Never.